all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Well, the weather forecast looks a hell of a lot better today than it did yesterday at this time. We still had that wind. It blew right through until 6 o'clock. I was barbecuing in the wind, and then all of a sudden just...
Did it screw up your grilling?
No.
That's what I care about.
Not too bad. I've got a little bit of shelter, but it's 50-50 shelter open sort of thing. So the wind does kind of whistle through there and keep it from getting too warm inside. But the wind just kind of died. And all of a sudden it was like, hey, you know, the kids were outside playing even in the wind. And then you could hear them even louder in the cul-de-sac there after the wind died down.
Wow, did you see Paul Blart Mall Cop just go by there?
So is that the security
on a Segway?
Must be responding. One Adam 12.
We've got a vagrant over by Bourbon Street.
Probably.
You ever, a little tangent here. Do you know what happened to the developer of Segway? Oh, there he goes again. Look at him go.
The developer of Segway, didn't he fall off a Segway and give himself a head injury?
Killed him. He died.
Oh, that's right. He died.
He drove
that's
off a cliff on a Segway. I don't know why I find that so funny. I just think somebody going over a cliff on a Segway. And you figure the guy that developed it, you know, would have had the skills to miss that whole canyon.
Sometimes people who develop things aren't the people who are experts at running them. You know, I mean, look at Tony Hawk didn't invent the skateboard, but he sure was good at it. I don't know who invented the skateboard.
Ooh, good question.
My first skateboard had clay wheels on it. Did you know that?
Oh, man. What did Barney have on his?
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Hello, K97.
Yeah, it's number one.
Hey, Gary, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just curious if when you said yesterday your wife went shopping at that new Friesen Brothers, did she tell you that it had a licensed restaurant inside?
She did not.
Glasses of Zinfandel and went shopping.
That's what I was going to say.
That's terrific. Yeah, it's well. I know Mike and Gloria. I know the family. Met Mike's father at graduation on Saturday. So yeah, I know the Lovesons who were running that Friesen Brothers.
Yeah, it's a nice store.
Yeah, that's from what I understand. Everybody in Fort Saskatchewan's pretty happy about having it there.
Yeah,
this is a good news for all them Suncor princesses that live down here that can go get a little yoga in at 11, some Zinfandel and some organic food in aisle 4 at 2 o'clock. It's nice.
I think so.
I'm happy for them.
This is the all new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock K97.
People still buzzing about everything that took place in Singapore. Of course, Trump left the G7 early in Quebec. He buggered off to Singapore. He didn't want anybody making him look weak, so he lashed out at Trudeau. We all know what's going on with that. Trudeau's saying he's adopting this whole World War II sort of phraseology. Keep calm and carry on. Remember that phrase from back in the day?
Keep calm and carry on?
It kind of got a rejuvenation because of the chive.
Yeah, keep calm and chive on.
Sure. So that's what Trudeau's doing. He's chiving on, trying to ignore the lashing out by Trump.
Hey, as long as his eyebrow can stay on his face, then we'll be all right.
Yeah, well, that was bizarre.
Eyebrow gate.
Don't even understand that. So the Singapore thing that happened with Trump and Kim Jong-un, the first thing is that everybody was amazed that it actually took place, and they were both,
they got along. Yeah, they were, the media is drumming it up as two best buds. That was the front page of the Sun yesterday in Edmonton.
I liked the way the relationship is. It was like zero.
Yeah.
He was calling him Rocket Man to, hey, he's a great guy. So it's been interesting to see that develop over the years.
He's very little, but he's got tremendous hair, and this is going to be a huge relationship.
Said he was very talented. So yeah, it was over the course of the year that he went from Rocket Man to very talented little dude. It's interesting to note that as details came out, there wasn't, even though they signed something, they signed paper, but it's very vague as to exactly what was agreed upon as far as denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Dear Kim, do you like me? Check yes or no.
Get that finger. I know. What's that? Blue. Yeah. What is that called?
The finger? I don't remember what it's called.
Not cat's cradle. Finger puppets or finger. You know what I'm talking about. That.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. You fold them all up, and the girl would come over to you and go.
He said he liked me and
he said you are short and have herpes. Thanks a lot for that.
So we find out that Kim Jong-un is the one. I figured it would be Trump for sure, but no, it's Kim Jong-un who is the guy that took his own toilet to Singapore. See, he takes his own toilet, and from what I understand, based on the things that I read further, he doesn't want spies or intelligence agencies obtaining his stools and using them to learn about his health and other private matters. So he brings his own toilet. I wonder if it's one of those ones like a camper where you step, you pump it, and it goes.
Air vax it to one of his missiles so he can send it back over Japan. That's what was really happening over Japan.
There you go.
Now I know. He was just sending his turds further away.
That's probably what it was.
Oh, farts.
So he takes his own toilet and he keeps his poop. I don't know if he keeps it in a jar or what the deal is, but he doesn't want anybody snooping through his Panmoon John, if you know what I mean, to see if he's got any crawlies or mites or whatnot.
I'm just, pondering as a dog owner here and going to the dog park. Nothing drives me nuts more than being far away from a garbage can after I pick up my dog's poop. You're going to walk it in the bag and it's just kind of sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you were part of Kim Jong-un's army and that was your job, you might have to be holding that steamer there for a good 4 to 5 hours before you're allowed to, do whatever. Does he make them eat it? Like, how does he get rid of it? Do you mix it with their stool? Where does this go? So many questions.
There's a million questions. This is, taking your own toilet, it's the queen did it. Melissa told us yesterday as she came in to start her show up, she was out in Jasper when the queen stayed there. She brought her own toilet. Or they have to put in a brand new toilet, and then, I don't know what they do with the toilet once she's gone.
Well, they put it up on Kijiji.
Oh, of course.
Yes. All highway kilometers, lady driven. One small dent could be yours.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
5:54 on Sunday, we had a team building sort of event that took place at Hanson's Distillery, 17412 111th Avenue out here in the West End. Starting on June 30th, you're going to be able to buy K97's Bark at the Moonshine. It's apple pie moonshine distilled at Hanson Distillery here in Edmonton. We were there with Andrew, Chris, and Shayna, and we went through the whole process. Empty bottles right up to corked and shrink-wrapped and labeled and numbered and everything. 1 to 973. A limited run of our apple pie moonshine with proceeds going to K97's Little Miracles Trust Fund.
We were a well-oiled machine by the end there.
By the time we moved you off the assembly line there, Henry Ford, Pete was an hour late and 15 minutes in on bottle 35. He started a fire with the shrink wrap machine, in order to seal the cork onto the neck of the bottle.
Which is just a clear sign of why I'm more upper management material.
Yes.
I should not be doing the work of the peasants there. I was facilitating, mm-hmm. cheering on, coaching.
We are going to have a secret auction to bid on bottle number one. With all the proceeds going to the Little Miracles Trust Fund, we are also going to have two tasting parties. We'll have tickets to give away after 8 o'clock this morning. Exclusive June 29th launch party at Hanson's Distillery. And that'll happen, like I said, June 29th. And then June 30th, it goes available. But if you win these tasting party tickets, then you're going to have the first opportunity to purchase a bottle for $34.97 plus GST, with a couple of bucks from each bottle going to K97's Little Miracles Trust Fund. So you're helping out the community. You're purchasing a fine, locally made quality product, which is delicious, by the way.
And rare.
I saw that Brent, our promotions manager, he paired it up with a little bit of ginger ale and said it was delicious.
Oh, okay.
We've had it straight. We had it when there was still residue from the apples and all of the other stuff in it.
Yes.
We had a very early tasting party for it, and it was amazing then. And then once it goes through all the filtration and stuff, it comes out clear, and it really is super neat.
Pretty much the same way my kidney and liver work after I consume it as well.
Exactly. This is one of those things where a couple of ounces over a nice big, you know, you can get those big balls of ice that are made for, what are they, for
the
whiskey?
Cocktail, so they, you know, so it doesn't melt so fast.
Yeah, if people do that with like scotch or something like that. But this would be a great way to sip on that for an evening, maybe having cigars or chatting with the boys in the garage or sitting on the deck or something like that.
Also makes a great eye opener if you've got to have a morning show with Terry Evans here and you got to get through the day.
Sure.
Here's some things you need to know.
It was nice to see Brian Mason make this announcement yesterday. The government of Alberta and probably other entities coming together to put some money into the southwest leg of the Anthony Henday. It'll be expanded by one lane in each direction. It'll stretch from 111th Street to the White Mud Turnoff. So that's about 18 kilometers. It's going to cost $100 million.
Ah, whatever, right?
And, there's no sense doing this at the beginning. The thing was, they figured out...
How are you going to keep the construction crews for the government still working?
Yeah, and they'll probably have a whole bunch of different companies do bids on it, so it goes from pavement to cement to asphalt to...
granite.
There's going to be all kinds of different surfaces. You know, you're going to be driving along, all of a sudden it's going to make your boobs jiggle, you know.
Yep.
I know, ladies, it makes your boobs jiggle, the southwest end of the Henday. It does. There you go down there, especially in the winter, because you get a little bit of frost heaving, and when you hit this the concrete part... You just hit that.
And the creepy old man is the award ghost.
No, I'm telling you, your wife's sitting in the passenger seat, her boobs are jiggling. She goes, I hate this route.
Yeah.
It happens.
We were trying to get to the north side. Why are we down here?
It happens.
Honey, I heard traffic was better this way.
Let's take the Henday.
So you know what it's going to kind of be going to look like from the top now? It's going to be like pit lane. For the Anthony 500.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Well, I see the Anthony Henday 500. That happens every day as it is.
Drivers are going to have a chance to pull in, maybe get a little fuel, tire change.
They figured that they would have this volume of traffic by the year 2020. It happened virtually the day that it opened. So the planning wasn't...
Well, it could be worse. That means the city's on the grow, right? Well, I guess.
Nobody expected all of this stuff down in the southwest leg to grow the way it has.
No, is that like by the commons and all that area there?
With all of this development and the movie theaters and all of that stuff down there in the southwest leg, and for some reason it's they had show homes being built in there. There's high end homes.
There's
all kinds of stuff there. A few sidewalks in downtown Edmonton were cordoned off yesterday afternoon after pieces of glass started falling from a high-rise building. What is this, Calgary downtown? This has been happening for years with
really?
The stuff that's been going on down there. Yeah, apparently some of the windows had been damaged by debris on Monday from the wind. Blew in and then popped the windows out, and it was glass falling. Nobody was hurt, thank God.
I never understand. Like, you do hear stories about this all the time, and nobody, for the most part, I'd say, the majority, nobody gets hit. It's crazy think about
lucky.
That.
Super lucky.
Yeah.
Super, super lucky. It makes me wonder, who's installing these windows? And what's with your cock? You know, you're supposed to cock the windows.
Yeah, you need a guy that really knows how to use the cock when he's up there, so it doesn't happen.
Maybe it's the gun. The cock gun is defective.
It's a little limp. It's not right there. It's slow.
You got to make sure your cock is holding everything in.
Good and strong.
Mm-hmm. This was pretty exciting. If you're a football fan, and by football, I mean the European football.
With low scores and all your favorite players like Adiaga, yada yada too.
I tweeted out, goal! Because Canada, the U.S., and do you want to throw it?
Can put your laptop up there.
Do you have the technology to do that here? Well, let's just let the guy with the accent tell you all about it.
Okay.
For the 2026 FIFA World Cup, The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's breaking news. That happened overnight from Russia, and then a whole bunch of bald guys got up and started awkwardly hugging each other.
Okay. Sure.
I'm just looking at the video.
I don't think... I'm going to go out on a limb here and say neither of us are huge soccer or football aficionados, but I think it'd be very good if Edmonton got some of that.
Edmonton will. Edmonton's got one of the premier stadiums in North America for an event like this because of the capacity, and they'll be able to flip it over to natural turf. It'll cost money to do that, but it's going to be it'll really be something. It's going to be an amazing event. They're talking about Montreal, Toronto, Edmonton, maybe Vancouver, Seattle, and some of the places in the States, and then down in Mexico. They have like, is it 80 games or something? Well, the World Cup starts in Russia. Today's Wednesday. It starts tomorrow with Russia and Saudi Arabia, and then Friday full slate of games.
Cool. So,
It's a big deal, and Joe Cece announced yesterday that pubs and bars and stuff are going to be open early, serving alcohol for people who want to go and have a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning and watch soccer.
Yes.
Tampa Bay beat Toronto yesterday. There's an afternoon game today. It's 11 o'clock our time. CFL starts tomorrow. Edmonton in Winnipeg. And the World Cup. Yeah, I think that's all the stuff you need to know for right now.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Did you break it down?
I did, and I admit defeat. When I'm wrong, I have no problem admitting it. I'm not always right, but I'm never wrong.
Millennials is up to 95, is it
Six.
Not? 96.
So you missed it by 1 year.
Right. Well. What comes after millennials? Is it Gen Y or Gen something?
Gen confused?
I don't know. I know I'm the tail end of the baby boomers. I was born in 64.
Wow.
So that was basically the last year of the baby boomers.
I'm technically the start of the millennials.
Yes.
81. I'm 81.
Yeah.
But there is a new generation out there that they've proposed. And seeing as it's 2018, I don't identify as a millennial. I gotta bring up that.
Born in a year.
You know what? I can do whatever I want now.
Okay.
I gotta bring up that generation. I'll find that after we talk about something else. But it's a new generation where it's merged basically your old ass of the analog to the digital world. We are the bridge. I am the bridge, Terry. I am the bridge.
Well, we need a longer bridge. Your bad dad jokes at 780-451-8097. This could potentially net you a trip to Phoenix down to Rick Bronson's House of Comedy.
Terry, you were kind enough to, bring one of your rules and put it on the shelf for the week, I guess, or take one of your rules. No jokes on the show.
Yeah.
So day three, are you having fun? I got to check in with you here. Are you having a little fun with it? I think it's kind of hilarious.
There's been a lot of pursed lips over here. Let's just.
I liked yesterday's Lindsay's who didn't win. That was my favorite, I think, so far.
Oh, what did the zero say to the eight?
Nice belt.
Mm-hmm.
Or where did you get that belt?
Yeah. So we've already got two people that are going to be in the finals voted on over the weekend. Monday morning, we'll find out who wins the trip to Phoenix. I mean, it's a trip to Phoenix. It's a great prize.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we bend the rules for 5 days and let terrible jokes be on the show?
And we have four people, like the two that are qualified, but plus two more that didn't make the qualification. They've all won a four-pack of tickets to Rick Bronson's comic strip here in the West End. So everybody's walking away happy.
So call in with your bad dad jokes. Text them into us, 780-451-8097. We'll take them. We'll select two where you can vote on to see who goes on to the finalists and has a chance to win a trip to Phoenix to Rick Bronson's House of Comedy.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
I was texting with Betty Jo from Klondike Insurance yesterday. She wants to set up a golf game with Patty and her and me and you.
They're fun gals.
Yes.
So I don't see why we wouldn't.
Okay. We'll work on a date, try and get that solidified.
Ten fur.
We have the Beaumont Blues and Roots Festival weekend passes. On the line right now, 780-451-8097's number to call. Clear the lines, make it fair for everybody here.
Tell them what they're playing for today, Terry. Or how they're playing, rather.
A pair of weekend pass. I thought I just did that. Usually I'm the forgetful one. You're too young to be forgetful.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hello, good morning. Who is this?
Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
We're
going to play the random facts game this morning.
Okay.
I'll give you three random facts. Two of them are true and for real. And one of them I made up and is completely false.
Okay.
Identify the one I made up and you win. If you don't, the tickets go to the next person on the phone. Got it?
Yep.
Random fact number one. The most successful American industry for investors since 1900 is tobacco. Number two. Saddam Hussein was a big fan of Two Broke Girls and even named one of his money laundering companies Max's Management. And number three, Leo Fender, the guy who invented Fender Stratocaster electric guitars, couldn't actually play guitar. There you go. There's your three random facts.
Two are real, one is false.
Which is the one I made up? Tobacco, Saddam Hussein, or Leo Fender?
Saddam Hussein.
That is the one I made up.
Yay!
He wouldn't have been alive when that came out.
That's right. He died in 2006. He was a big fan of Scarface, though. And one of the companies he set up to launder money was called Montana Management, after Tony Montana.
Really? Do you know that most drug enforcement agencies, too, when they take down somebody in their house, they say there's a 9 out of 7 chance they'll find a Scarface poster as well?
Probably. Wendy, congratulations. You're going to have a terrific weekend here this week. You and a friend, weekend passes, the Beaumont Blues and Roots Festival out there at Four Seasons Park. You'll take a lawn chair out with you, maybe a patio umbrella to keep you sheltered from the sun, unless you're a big sun dog when it comes to that sort of thing, you know, like laying in the sun. And the music is going to be fantastic all weekend long.
Great.
Hang on the line. I'll tell you how to get your gear, okay?
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Pete, I'm throwing him out of an airplane on Friday. It's going to help bring attention and awareness to the 6th Annual Leap of Faith in support of Adira Recovery Center. For the past 20 years, Adira has helped more than 600 women find hope, healing, and restoration. For, you know, addiction, mental health concerns, and so many other concerns.
We do need some sponsors for this, so I'll share the link onto our Book of Faces page there. And if you could, even anything, $2, $5, $100, I don't really care, just help, you know.
Throw a little cash their way, help out the Adira Center, the Adira Recovery Center.
Here's some things you need to know.
Well, a few sidewalks in downtown Edmonton were cordoned off yesterday afternoon after pieces of glass started falling from high-rises.
Scary.
Yeah, I know. Well, that wind was a nasty, biatch there for 2 full days. Some of the windows had been damaged by debris on Monday and came loose in the wind yesterday. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but some people were pretty freaked out by the whole thing.
That always, you know, it always amazes me how often this does happen, and it manages to miss so many things.
Yeah.
Guy just having a street dog down there, no problems.
I know. It's you just paying attention to your own thing, and all of a sudden, boom, there's glass falling all the way around you. It reminds me of, what was that movie back in that Earthquake, when that pane of glass fell, and the woman looked like the Statue of Liberty. It was, I mean, obviously movie effects, but for some reason, that always sticks in my head. Well, you hear this story down in Calgary all the time, the high rises down there, the skyscrapers down there that are under construction, all of a sudden something falling out of that because it's so windy and stuff blows around.
Is it because they're shoddy business construction down there?
I don't think so. I think it's just windy and stuff doesn't... They don't batten down the hatches, Pete.
A question for you, Terry, actually.
Okay, I'm ready.
Am I supposed to be pre-programmed now that I'm from Edmonton to hate Calgary? Is that a thing?
Not necessarily. It helps.
Does it? Do I spit like Woolerton when they say that on Corner Gas? Woolerton.
Some people hang on to it a little tighter than others.
Calgary.
Yeah, it's like the internet. You see something you don't like, move on.
Well, I did. Right on past to Edmonton.
Yeah, you don't need to. You can take the Stony Trail and just skip right past it now if you don't want to.
And nobody wants Cowtown.
Speaking of ring roads, everybody's pretty excited now about this because yesterday Brian Mason made the announcement they're going to spend $100 million over the next 3 years or so and expand the south leg of the Anthony Henday. That's right. Where that accident is down there northbound on the Henday at Lessard Road. That is going to be expanded into three lanes each way instead of two. Somebody wasn't thinking when they built it. Now they're thinking a little late, but hey, better late than never, I suppose. The expansion is going to stretch from 111th all the way around to the White Mud. 18 full kilometers of that nightmare, which is the southwest leg of the Anthony Henday.
It's going to get a little more zen out there.
Yeah, let's hope so.
When did they any completion dates on that, did they say?
3 years, they figured.
Okay, so like six.
Do you, you hear about this? Down in central Alberta, Mounties have arrested a bank employee for allegedly stealing $1.1 million.
Get out!
RCMP say the woman was working at an ATB financial branch in Sylvan Lake when she forged a customer's signature and obtained a loan in the customer's name.
This is the movie of, this is the plot of Owning Mahoney, basically. Do you remember that movie?
I don't recall that movie.
It's the story of, it's a true story of a banker in Toronto back in the 70s that forged, you know, customer signatures, well affluent signatures, and took out loans in his name. And he would always fly to Vegas and Atlantic City on a Friday night. Like, he'd steal the money on Friday, expecting to make it big.
Right.
It's a great true Canadian story.
Hmm.
And he'd come back on Sunday broke. And he stole, by the time he got caught, it was $1.1 million. It's like, it's identical.
Well, I mean, it's no stealing money by the quarters, you know, at the LRT station or the transit center or whatever. Like,
look, I know radio's rough and all, Terry, but no,
it was the transit guy that was doing that.
Oh, he was peeling a...
Oh, he had a pretty nice house. Stealing quarters.
Wow.
It was something else.
How do you even fence all that?
I don't know. Socks, it doesn't raise some eyebrows at the bank when you're going through?
Yeah. You know, why is this guy depositing all of his paychecks in quarters?
Yeah, it was
so back to this woman, though. You've got my interest, man. You've got so she's forging, what, and she got charged. What's happening now? That's it? That's all?
She's been arrested. Whatever happens after an arrest is what's happening now.
How do you siphon $1.1 million in today's day and age? Like, there's got to be a lot of checks. I have so many questions.
You're asking me like I did it. I didn't. She did. You'll have to go and talk to her. She's probably incarcerated in Sylvan Lake or Red Deer or something like that.
Well, then she should be easy to get to.
It's possible. Why don't you give her a call? She's probably lonely. If you're a football fan, and I mean European football, you're probably pretty excited about this because it happened overnight in Russia. Here, I'll let you hear it for yourself from the guy with the cool accent.
For the 2026 FIFA World Cup, the member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
There you go.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And then a whole bunch of overweight bald guys stood up and started awkwardly hugging each other.
It looked like a bunch of soccer balls all giving each other some love.
It was very peculiar. There's speculation that we will get some games here in Edmonton because of Commonwealth Stadium being a premier facility for that kind of thing and the capacity that it holds. And then there's questions about whether or not Clark Park will be updated. You know, a little money poured into that to benefit for the 2026 World Cup. Toronto Blue Jays lost to Tampa Bay 4-1 yesterday. They have an afternoon game today. It's 11 o'clock our time. CFL starts tomorrow. Edmonton in Winnipeg. Mike Riley ranked the top player in the league. A lot of expectations for the Eskimos this year because we are hosting the Grey Cup. And did you hear the story about Eric Carlson's wife and Mike Hoffman's girlfriend in Ottawa? Eric Carlson's wife, of course, you know, they lost their child that was born stillborn. But the girlfriend of Mike Hoffman is accused, and they got a restraining order on her now because they say that she's the one that has been online bullying and accusing Eric Carlson's wife of taking medication and pills and stuff to sabotage the birth and everything.
Yeah.
This is a nasty thing. There's much speculation that Carlson and Hoffman will both be dealt, you know, after the July 1st, like, you know, when the draft comes up and all of this stuff that happens with trading players and so on.
Greasy, man.
I don't know if Mike Hoffman's going to be that desirable for NHL teams if you've got that baggage of that girlfriend coming along with him. She is, well, there's a lot of people saying that she's certifiable. Just gone full-blown loopy.
Trade her for a bag of pucks.
If you want to find out more about it, I'm sure you can just Google it. And I saw it on the TSN. There was a couple of other articles and stuff that I was reading out of newspapers. And yes, there's still newspapers. Did you know that, Pete?
Well, way to date yourself, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Scotty sent me a bad dad joke. He's trying to win that trip to Phoenix as well.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
How many cowboys does it take to change a light bulb?
How many cowboys does it take to change?
Five, Pete. One to change the light bulb and four to sing a song about how much they miss the old one.
Oh, God.
There's a reason we call them bad dad jokes. So good luck, Scotty. You're in for the draw. We'll have two finalists for the day. After 8 o'clock, you'll be able to vote on which one you think should go to the grand finals. Voting over the weekend, and then Monday we'll give away the trip to
Not
Phoenix.
A bad prize for all of our dads out there. You don't even have to be a dad to play, but it's a good thing.
Two people will win four tickets for the comic strip here in Edmonton, and then somebody on Monday is going to win a trip to Phoenix to go to Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in Scottsdale. So Al's on the phone. Yes, Al.
The difference between snowmen and snow women.
I don't know, man. What is it?
Snowballs.
I like it.
Thanks, Al. Hi, K97. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mike. I got a bad dad joke for you.
All right, then, Mike, give her.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
For his bank card or online? Like, so many questions there.
Online.
His Facebook page, Pete. Why are you asking? He's the one asking us the question. Let Mike ask the question.
Well, his password could be 8521. Like, I don't know.
It's not. It's something else. Mike, ignore Pete. I am. What's Forrest Gump's password?
One Forrest One.
Oh.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
We're doing some more team building here with the radio station here tonight. Boy, this is going to be the second time in a week I've seen Rob Berg. There's usually days I go week, if not 2-3 weeks without seeing Robert, just because we're
opposite shifts.
You and I are here at different times of the day. Exactly. We're going to Speeders tonight.
I am motivated, to say the least.
Well, it's interesting. You used to have one of these little cart cars.
I've had a race car, not a shifter cart, but it had a 5.5 Honda on the back of it.
I had an old buddy, Doug Durkach. I think he lives out in the coast now. He used to have one, and we used to fart around with it when we hung out a little bit. And so I drove his. I know, with the gas motor, those things go like snot. We're going to Speeders, though, tonight. Same sort of deal. Electric cars, though. And
I'm a member there. I just want to say that. I'm going to kick ass today.
You've already been there?
I've been to Speeders. I used to come from the Mac to go to Speeders.
Is that right?
I love Speeders.
I've never been.
It is a blast. At first, I was skeptical, Terry, about the electric carts versus gas-powered carts.
They go good.
Man, they have the torque on those things, and it's eerily quiet in there. But it's nice, though, because they used to have an indoor track in Ottawa, or in Quebec across in Hull, and it would stink horribly when you ran them inside the gas carts.
Oh, yeah.
This, nothing. You just smell rubber from people that can't, hit an apex to save their life, like you. And their carts, though, they're pretty quick, man. They're pretty quick.
Excuse me, you said something.
Oh, do you want me to back that up a little and rewind for you there?
Hitting an apex to save my what?
Yeah,
what?
To save your life there, corner real hard.
Listen, if you're going to insult me, please let me know what an apex is before. What are you talking about?
You don't know what the apex of a corner is? It's the proper way through a corner, the best line per se.
Oh, I see. You're talking about so that you keep up your speed with a limited amount of drag or pull and gravity and all that stuff, so you keep going through it.
Smooth as fast, man. Smooth as fast. Sliding ain't flying, but yeah.
I see. I see what's happening here. So what you're saying is you are going to...
win everything, yes.
Clean my clock. I seem to recall somebody boasting about their golf game not long ago, and I was pretty quiet about that.
Who was that?
Leading up to actual game.
That must have been your former co-host. Yeah. It couldn't have been me.
So let me get this straight. You're saying to me that you're going to beat me at something that you, A, have experience in doing, B, have been to the location a number of times, C, are a member, D, you are 45 pounds lighter than I am and 11 inches shorter than I am, and you think you're going to beat me in a speed competition.
Well, after you bring out that Rolodex of excuses, I mean, it's pretty clear to say, yeah, I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, okay. It wouldn't surprise me, but at the same time...
You're going off precedent with a golf talking here.
The one who puffs his chest out the most is usually the one that is more likely to have it deflated.
I am peacock strutting all the way to speeders and will be peacock strutting my way out of speeders.
Well, aren't you pretty?
Who do we think on the K97 announcer side will be fast? I mean, obviously me, but let's take me out of the equation.
Obviously. Wow. Jeez, how are you going to drive with that broken arm from patting yourself on the back? Holy smokes.
How am I going to fit this ego in a helmet?
How does that tiny little body hold up that huge head of yours, Pete? Jesus.
Who do you think's fast?
I don't know. Todd James is angry enough to be fast.
He is nimble, too, with the yoga.
I got a feeling the Berg may be the sleeper in this.
Yeah, asleep in the corner in the cart? Or?
Well, either that or he may surprise us and go through the track in record time.
I'm putting a $10 bet out there that Melissa stuffs it. She just completely crashes.
You think, what do you want to have Melissa and me, Melissa's superior driving skills go against mine? If we talk to Melissa when she comes in just before 9 o'clock, I'll bet you $1,000 that she says something about me driving like an old man and doing the speed limit all the time.
You think so? Okay. I'm not going to bet you a grand on it, but I'll
bet you a dollar then. Okay?
A dollar. A gentleman's bet.
I'll bet you a dollar. Okay. She goes, I can't wait to see. He'll probably leave his blinker on the whole time, too.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
One quick thing I got to... It's Belrose Composite High School in St. Albert posted this. Our Josh Beauchamp, who was on World of Dance. Anybody catch that last night? Local kid on World of Dance last night. J-Lo was tweeting about it.
Really?
Yeah, my kids were talking about Josh being on World of Dance. He's a very good dancer. Local kid on that show, so... everybody's pretty excited about that.
Yeah, good for him, man.
I know we probably don't have a huge amount of World of Dance fans listening to this show, but my wife digs it. Chances are your wife is watching it sometimes.
Well, good, I always got to support the local kids doing stuff.
Absolutely, especially when they get on a national or international stage.
Especially the ones that are actually advancing their life and not yelling at pipelines.
Love it when kids do what they're good at.
Agreed.
Then there's other people who are not adept at some things that they're trying to do. Your story on Facebook yesterday, you left the building, and it seemed like you were gone for 8 minutes, and all of a sudden you had this thing from 7-Eleven posted, and I read it, and I thought, Berta.
It was the biggest Berta moment ever.
It was terrific, and I don't know how many times we've seen this kind of things down. People heading down the Yellowhead. Tell the story.
You want me to tell the story?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start it by saying thank you for thinking I was working later than I was. That's awesome, because I slid out the door real early.
Uh-huh.
I had to go pick up some motorcycle ramps and some things to, obtain my personal property for improper mounted plates and things.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped by the, one of the gazillion 7-Elevens that is in the Edmonton area. I don't really know where I was. And I'm still learning, Terry, still learning.
Yeah, that's fine.
Had to get some gas and some darts. And you got to prepay now. So since I had to do the dart thing, I went into the 7-Eleven and I come out. And as I come out and I'm about to walk across to the pumps, in comes super hot, this easily late 90s, like a 98 Sonoma. Okay, you remember the Chevy Sonoma with the very pointy front end there?
Yeah.
And it had no exhaust on it. This thing was making noise.
Right.
And in the back was a folded, looked like a double to a queen size mattress. With a woman standing on it, hacking a dart.
As it drove in, the woman was standing on the mattress.
Yes, she's standing on it, hacking a dart.
In the back, no canopy, just in the bed of the pickup.
Yeah, okay. Surfing it, if you will. You've got my attention now, right? So, sure enough, she yells. The first thing she does is bark at the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, you need to slow it down before I effing fall out the back of this thing.
All right. Yeah. Damn, Randy. Randy, stop hitting them corners so hard. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God. So I have a bunch of ties. I keep tie straps. You keep tie straps in your truck?
Yeah, I got some in the back seat. Yeah.
It seems like a trucker thing to do,
ratchets,
right?
Ratchets, yeah.
I've got a bunch of them. So I was going to offer them, here, have one. You know, like, let me help you get your stuff on.
Keep that baby in the bed of the truck.
And then he did the most manly thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
He slid open the back window of the Sonoma with one loud creak. Okay. It opens up, and I see his grease mitt go out the back, grab the fabric there, okay, and pinch it between his hands, and he's holding it, and he yells out the back, "It's all right, honey. I got you now." Tells her to hunker down and do a squat-like position, and they're going to go. And before that, they mentioned they're going to lose the thing again. They've already lost it. That's how I think his wife ended up as a designated paperweight in the back.
Sure.
They lost it on the highway, so they're getting back on the highway somewhere. I'm flabbergasted.
Probably going to Nanton.
Yeah. So off they go. Nearly miss hitting a pedestrian that's walking up to the 7-Eleven and squeal off around the corner with that no muffler sound. It was just audible for at least a few blocks. The gas station there erupted in laughter. And I'm hoping maybe somebody out there is listening.
Randy and the Misses, that's a new to you mattress.
Oh yeah, that was not brand spanking new by any.
My favorite thing is the same sort of thing when you see the guy that's coming home from whatever department store or whatever box store. He's got a mattress on the roof of his car.
And he's got the arm out.
Well, he might have the arm out, but he's got the rope going through the car windows, right? And then as he's traveling down the Yellowhead, getting that baby up, that arrow. Dynamic piece of machinery getting that thing up to 70 kilometers per hour. That's precisely the speed at which the mattress folds and starts bending up so that it bends right at the rope, and it is like driving through with a sheet of plywood on the front of your vehicle, and they have no clue because they're in the cab of their caged vehicle. Just they don't know that the mattress is waving at everybody coming down. Whoomp, whoomp. What's that sound, honey? Whoomp, whoomp. Get in the car!
I hope you like sleeping at a 90-degree angle when you get to bed that night.
Awesome. Give us a call if you've seen stories where people are holding down the cargo. You can get a ticket for having an unsecured load.
I was just happy their plate was firmly mounted in the right position.
And there's no reason for the police to pull them over, Pete.
Randy!
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petitko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Hi, K97. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom.
Yes, Tom.
You guys are talking about unsecured loads.
Yes.
There's a picture floating around on the internet of a guy who's got a load of dirt in the back of his pickup with a tie-down strap across the dirt. I've seen that in Mournville.
Seems like a Vigorville thing to do to me.
I don't know what you're holding down with the tie-down strap, but you got dirt flying out, rocks and grass and...
Maybe there was a tarp, Tom. Who knows? I'm just guessing.
I doubt it with how tight that tie-down strap was.
Here's some things you need to know.
It's going to take about 3 years, but the south leg of the Anthony Henday is going to be expanded by one lane in each direction. We had an accident down there at Lessard northbound this morning. That's going to be part of it. It'll stretch from 111th Street to the White Mud. Coming up toward this way, about 18 kilometers. It's going to cost about $100 million. I'm sure it would have cost less if they would have tackled this at the time of building that particular stretch.
I keep thinking in my head it's going to basically be a pit lane for the Anthony Hyundai 500.
And the Anthony Hyundai 500. I wonder if they're going to have a supermodel waving the checkered flag a lap too early, just like they did at the Canadian Grand Prix over the weekend.
I bet you are one guy. And here comes Randy with his wife in the mattress.
They're a lap down. They're not on the lead lap.
She's really going to hunker down if they want to get back into this.
Yep, that's for sure. So great. Parts of downtown Edmonton were cordoned off yesterday because of pieces of glass falling out of high-rise buildings.
That's scary. That's always scary.
Well, the wind on Monday and Tuesday was pretty significant. Some debris blew in, broke some glass, and then it fell out yesterday. Nobody was hurt, thankfully.
I wonder if it was caused by a Corona umbrella.
You know, it may have been Pete's Corona umbrella that blew in and broke the windows. And
I actually checked Kijiji last night to see if anybody had posted it.
Time to get our energy products to new markets. That was a message from Premier Notley last night to a group of energy executives in Calgary. Notley says it's even more apparent now given some of the actions taken by the U.S. government recently with NAFTA and all of the things that Trump has been saying about Justin Trudeau. There were a few Americans in the crowd. She took a lighthearted jab at them, applauding them for their bravery for coming to a country that Donald Trump considers a national security threat. So that was pretty good. And hey, how about this? If you are a fan of the beautiful game, and I know you are, how about this? It's been approved. Morocco doesn't get it. Guess who gets it? Here, I'll let you, the guy with the beautiful accent, tell you all about it.
2026 FIFA World Cup. The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Thank you. That was in Russia yesterday. Of course, the World Cup starts tomorrow with Russia taking on Saudi Arabia, and then Friday a full slate of games. It goes into the middle of July. But 2026, it'll be Mexico, the U.S., and Canada hosting. There is speculation because of Commonwealth Stadium, one of the best stadiums in the country. As far as capacity and facilities and all that stuff goes, they would have to switch it over to grass, to natural turf.
How would that affect to the Eskimos? Would they be happy? Would that mess with them? Would it be a different time?
There may be some issues because I think the World Cup happens around this time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Every 4 years.
It kicks off today, doesn't it?
Yeah. They would adjust the schedule accordingly. I think tomorrow, I guess, in Russia.
I feel bad for the CFL sometimes. They're almost like playing like beer league hockey times.
Red-headed stepchild of the professional sport world getting pushed around and shoved around.
Yeah. You can catch our football game at 11 o'clock p.m. this Wednesday. Wonder why they can't get people to go to the games.
So, well, we get people going to the games here in Edmonton, and there's going to be a lot of people at the games once they start the home schedule. The Eskimos start the regular season in Winnipeg tomorrow night, 6:30 Edmonton time. Mike Riley ranked as the top player in the league, according to that 50-player poll that went out yesterday.
Available to be viewed on TSN 19, yep. The Ocho.
The World Cup, like I said, there's a lot of speculation that the World Cup coming in Edmonton may be getting a few games, and there's a possibility that some money might be injected into things like Clark Park and stuff for practice facilities.
For sure. Well, there'd have to be. That's a world event. And I just didn't know if we'd have enough soccer fans, honestly, in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Well, Joe Cece, our treasurer or whatever there, whatever he does for the government provincially, he announced that bars are going to be opening up early as people watch the World Cup. So you're going to be able to go get
plastered at 9 a.m.
half liquored on your coffee break or whatever, and then head back to the cubicle.
Have I told you how much I love football?
Well, then this is right up your alley. You can fake an injury here at work and go just like a soccer player and then go and watch it at your local establishment.
It could be some team building for you and I after the show again today.
Sure.
Down to Bourbon Street.
Pick a squad and we'll go and watch your favorite. Who's your favorite team?
Favorite team?
In the World Cup this year.
I mean, I've thought Kazakhstan's always going to make a good run at it here. I think they've got a good kicking chance.
I read this morning that Spain fired their coach. Like, that's 4 days before the World Cup and they fired their coach.
Seems aggressive.
Crazy, man. I think that's everything you need to know so far.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Bad dad jokes, potentially. Well, we've got two finalists for today. Each of these people win a four-pack of tickets, Mike and Chris, to the comedy comic strip on Bourbon Street in West Edmonton Mall for an upcoming show.
It's been another good day for this. Day three in the bad dad jokes. Terry melts a little further down as he's because allowing this for the week here.
Because of the no jokes on the show rule that's been steadfast for so many years. But hey, we're giving away a trip to Phoenix to spend some time.
Father's Day.
Yeah, at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy down in Scottsdale. So it's a great prize. Here are our two daily finalists. You can vote on which one you like the best at 780-451-8097. Only by text.
All you got to say, too, is giraffe or forest.
Giraffe or forest.
That's okay. It. One word, so we can tally it. And it plugs it into the Textronic Textomatic. The percentages come out. We'll have a winner. Textronic Textomatic.
Okay.
All right.
Here's our daily finals.
All right. What's a giraffe's favorite fruit?
I don't know.
This is a puzzler.
The nectarine.
There's 10 seconds of my life I won't get back. Thanks for calling, man.
Hi, K97. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mike. I got a bad dad joke for you.
All right, then, Mike. Give her.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
For his bank card or online? Like, so many questions there.
Online.
His Facebook page, Pete. Why are you asking? He's the one asking us the question. Let Mike ask the question.
Well, his password could be 8521. Like, I don't know.
It's not. It's something else. Mike, ignore Pete. I am. What's Forrest Gump's password?
One Forrest One.
Oh. There they are, Terry.
Okay. Text. Either giraffe or forest.
Yeah.
To which one you like the best, 780-451-8097.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Fitzibko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Hanson's Distilleries is helping us out with the K97 Bark at the Moonshine, and on the 29th, we're having two tasting parties.
Nom, 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 nom.
For the K97 Bark at the Moonshine, Apple Pie Moonshine. This will be your first opportunity to taste it, and to buy a bottle and help out the K97 Little Miracles Trust Fund, which we will take the money and then turn it back into the community to help local causes.
Awesome.
There's only 973 bottles. And we will take bottle number one. And I think we're going to take... Are we taking bottle 973 and auctioning it off as well?
I think so as well. So there is 971 bottles available, unless you want to bid when we do auction it off. So
yeah, it's pretty delicious. And this is something that is going to be a very exclusive event from 5 till 6:30 on Friday, June 29th. If I will clear the lines here now to make it fair for everybody, 780-451-8097 is the number to call to win this double guest pass to our exclusive tasting party. Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Linda.
Linda, holy smokes.
Wow, Linda, you're excited.
I am. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Linda, I want to give you this double guest pass to our tasting party, but you have to win the contest first, okay?
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Okay.
Settle down.
All right,
there.
Linda, we are on the radio here.
Settle down. Big shooter. So here we go. I will give you the name of a cocktail. All right.
Okay.
I'll give you two names of a cocktail. You tell me which one is made up, which one is fake. Okay. One is real. One is fake. Here we go.
Okay.
Purple umbrella and a 50-cent hat, or dances with wenches. Which one is the fake? Which one is not an actual cocktail?
Oh, my gosh. The first one.
Purple umbrella and a 50-cent hat. That's not a cocktail. That's a line from a Led Zeppelin
song. All right,
song.
Linda, you won.
Oh, my gosh. No.
And, Linda, do you have any spare bedrooms at your house?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, I guess we're going to have to all snuggle up because you probably got us fired for swearing on the radio
it's
this morning.
Possible.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Linda.
I can only imagine what she's going to be like after she has a few
moonshots. Thanks.
Okay, hang on, Linda. I'll tell you how to get your prize.
Jeez. Oh, look, it's HR.
We'll have more to give away tomorrow. We'll have more Beaumont Blues and Roots Fest tickets to give away tomorrow as well. And we've got Leanne standing on the standing by on the phone to tell us a great story about having an unsecured load on her car on the way home from the department store.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Go ahead, Leanne.
Hey, I have a dumbass load-carrying story.
Yes.
Still taking them. Sadly, the story's about me. So I was shopping with my kids when they were small at Walmart or what have you on a hot summer day. And on an impulse, I bought one of those kiddie pools, you know, that's about 5 feet across that you fill up with your hose.
The plastic ones that would cut you when you try and get in and out of them all the time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you betcha. And so, of course, it's not till we get back to my Chevette that I first see. How are we taking this thing home at all? And so we had to unroll all of our windows, and there was four of us in the car, and each of us had to, you know, put our hand out the window and have this thing upside down on the car and gripping it on the edge of the window. And of course, it's trying to turn into a sail as I'm driving, so we have to go about 20 and... it was quite the nightmare. Everybody behind us was pretty pissed off.
Yep. Four arms and a turtle pool. Way to go, Leanne. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
And Melissa Wright is here. She's got K97's All Request Dinner coming at lunchtime. By the way, Chris gets 80% of the vote for the giraffe nectarine fruit joke. So Chris is one of our finalists, and we'll announce whoever wins the trip to Phoenix on Monday for K97's Bad Dad Joke. Tonight, we're at Speeders. Melissa Wright is here. Melissa, I told Pete that you would bring something up about me driving.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, pressure. Yeah, we're all going to Speeders. I'm talking a lot of crap here.
Well, my grandmother, she's really slow, and yes, she drives faster than Terry. Is that what you're talking about? I have to say, though, I heard your winner for the tasting party.
Yes.
I'm kind of excited to meet her.
She sounds right up your alley.
She sounds like she should be
a
bit of fun.
I can't wait until she gets a few drinks down her throat.
Terry was saying while he was talking to her on the phone after on the handset, she was super pumped about the situation.
She's even more excited. And then I get to buy it that night, too.
It's going
to
be a fun night.
Oh, it's going to be a terrific night. She was super excited about the whole...
Maybe you could be our designated driver, Terry.
Me? Yeah. I don't know.
Home safely. not timely, but safely.
Perhaps we could get... not timely, but safely.
You would get home safely while I was driving the speed limit.
I kind of said something about Speeders tonight. Are you going? Are you coming to play?
I wasn't going to, but now I think I am.
Good.
Yeah.
I kind of said, I put some money out there that you're going to stuff it. You're going to stuff it into the tires and the wall.
I'm in a crash.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm a good driver?
I don't know. I'm
an excellent driver.
Are you?
Yeah.
But there's a difference between racing and driving.
I have raced in those little cars before, Pete.
Oh, great. You have experience in this,
too?
Yeah,
I've even got like a couple of those. Remember you used to get the one by, there was one right by the in Kelowna. Penticton used to have a track.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we'd go down for Peach Fest, we'd always stop there to race on our way home, and you get the little fake driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I still have mine, and I've kicked a few asses.
It's right next to her.
You should have heard him this morning puffing his chest out and talking about how fantastic he is. I can't believe that giant head is supported by that little body.
I was going to say, you know where that comes from.
Well, you can all think about that while I'm, a full lap ahead of you.
All right. Fine, Pete. Fine.
Challenge accepted.